This is a CBC podcast. Money. It shapes our world and motivates our actions. Greenback or Loonie, the Current's new season-long series, Project Money, follows the cash and explores what the mighty buck means to all of us. Go to cbc.ca/thecurrent for more.
From the Arden Theatre in St. Albert, Alberta, the city that no one actually moves to on purpose. They just come out here to visit someone and they get lost on the streets that have two names and then they get totally turned around because nothing runs north, south, and nothing is numbered, so they spend years driving around lost until they finally figure out that St. Albert Trail and Mark Messier Trail are the same thing! The Irrelevant Show!
Spider-Man.
Yes, Captain America?
Ultron has taken over the Empire State Building. I need you and Ant-Man to cover the back while I stage a frontal assault.
You got it. Spider-Man and Ant-Man are on the case.
Hey, where is Ant-Man?
He's,
Spider-Man, what happened to Ant-Man? Spider-Man, did you eat Ant-Man?
Maybe. Sorry, I'm a Spider-Man. He's an Ant-Man. I couldn't help it.
Look, we talked about this. All right, fine. There's no time to get into it right now. Ultron's taking over the city. You and the Wasp will provide cover while I... Spider-Man, did you eat the Wasp?
Maybe.
And maybe means?
Yes.
Ugh. The human fly?
Sorry.
The Green Hornet?
Yeah.
The Tick?
I skipped breakfast.
Oh, great. Fine. Then it'll just be you and me. Hey, where'd you go? Black Widow. Did you see where Spider-Man went?
And now Coach Carlson tells his son he's adopted.
All right, Devin, come on in here, buddy. Woo, take a knee, okay. I know we haven't talked much lately. I understand you're doing some family tree stuff there at school, and your mother says you're asking a lot of questions, so, okay. Come on, Coach, you could do this. All right, son. You know when you have recess at school and you want to play basketball, but you don't have a basketball? So you go to the equipment shed and you sign one up, right? And you give them your name and a bunch of other, you know, information. They do a background check on you. And then eventually, after a ton of paperwork, you get a basketball, right? Oh, it's not a new basketball, but it's your basketball, right? Then you're playing basketball, and it's great. Okay, basically, I'm saying, okay, you don't have to make a basketball to play basketball, right? It's still basketball, right? You know, right? You still love playing basketball just as much as if you'd got a ball new, right? But maybe even more because you were that close to not even having a basketball, right? Devin, the basketball is you, okay? We good, huh? All right, huh? Can we go shoot some hoops? Because Devin, I love basketball. And I'm really, really proud of basketball. Oh boy.
This has been Coach Carlson tells his son he's adopted.
Here you go. Thanks for shopping at Grocery Mart. I can help the next person. Oh, hi, Detective Nelson.
Oh, hey, hi, Amanda. Hey, remember to say hi to your dad for me.
Okay. Will that be paper or plastic?
Paper.
Do you have a club card for members' rewards?
Nope.
Air miles?
Nope.
Ground miles?
Nope.
Underwater miles?
No.
Did you want to participate in our online survey to win up to $100 in free groceries?
Nah, I'm good, thanks.
Okay. Would you like to participate in our offline survey to win up to $500 in free groceries?
No.
Right. You're paying with Visa?
Yes.
Okay. Can you just write your PIN number down for the Visa?
Sure.
Oh, and your social insurance number?
All right. It's 7... Hold it. That's personal information. Why is the grocery store asking for that?
I don't know. It says... Oh, crap. They just wanted postal codes. Sorry. I guess I should get rid of these.
Good Lord. How many have you collected?
I don't know. Like 4 pages so far. Ugh. If these had been postal codes, I would have made 5 extra bucks.
I think I might have a job for you.
Amanda was a mild-mannered grocery store employee until the police department discovered her special gift. Now she's helping bring the bad guys to justice as the cashier.
Look. We know you were there. Just admit it and we'll go easy on you.
Yeah, suck it, Piglet. You got nothing. Nothing! I don't even need a lawyer. You either charge me or you let me go.
Damn it! All right, you win. We'll just process you out. Amanda?
Hi there.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Amanda, like my name tag says. I just need to ask you a few questions before you go, just to finish off the paperwork.
Yeah, whatever, man.
When we walk you out, would you prefer metal or plastic handcuffs?
Plastic.
Do you have a club card?
No.
Would you like one? You can get free soda or upgrade to a bigger cell.
No, I think I'm good.
Would you like to enter our online survey to win up to $100 in seized assets?
No, thank you.
You have an alibi?
Yeah.
Do you want any help taking your stuff out to your car?
No.
Do you want a bag for your personal belongings?
No.
Is your alibi a lie?
Yes. No, wait.
Okay, an officer will be right in to finish up. Have a great day.
No!
Did you want to donate $2 for children with freckles?
What? No. No!
It's only $2.
No!
$2.
Yes, fine.
And now, Coach Carlson asks his colleague out on a date.
Oh, boy. Okay. Okay. Suck it up, Coach. Okay. Whew. 3rd and inches here. Okay. Mrs. Kenilworth, can we huddle up here for a second? Yeah, can we bring it on in? Have a bit of a pitcher-catcher meeting on the mound real quick? Okay. Oh, you look nice today. You look like a younger, handsomer Haley Wickenheiser. Okay. Whew. Ooh, I haven't done this in a while. This might not be workplace appropriate, but I have these feelings. So when I'm trying to say, come on, Coach, gut check. Okay, when I'm Mrs. Kendall, Miss, you know when you're wearing a jock strap? It supports you. It protects you. It makes having a family one day more likely. Well, the jockstrap is the smallest piece of armor, but it's also the most important. You know, it's the first thing you put on, and it's the last thing you take off, if you're doing it correctly, of course. The beauty of a jockstrap is that it lasts a long time, right? I've been using the same cup since my puberty. Oh, listen to me, puberty. Oh, I'm sorry I'm using such flowery language. I just get caught up in the feelings here when I'm around you. Okay, I'm, come on now. I'm just gonna come out and say it straight and direct. Okay, would you be my jockstrap? My forever jock strap. And of course, I would be more than honored to be for you your whatever the female equivalent of a jock strap is. I Do ladies wear anything? What would it even be shaped like?
This has been Coach Carlson Asks His Colleague Out on a Date.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM, coming to you today from the Arden Theater in St. Albert, Alberta.
Our next recording will be Friday, February the 21st, also at the Arden Theater in St. Albert, where it's very difficult for us to concentrate because the audience members are so devastatingly attractive. Hello.
Hi.
After that, we're coming to Toronto to take part in Toronto Sketch Comedy Festival. We'll be recording an evening of all-new comedy Wednesday, March the 12th at the Randolph Theatre. For ticket information, go to torontosketchfest.com.
For free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show, either individual sketches or whole episodes, go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow.
Our website also has web-only sketches, video, contests, and more. We're also on Facebook and Twitter.
And if you have a comment about the show, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca.
Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by computers.
Computers, they're our friends. Trust them. Computers, they're our friends. Trust them. Computers.
And now, please welcome today's musical guests, Jocelyn Ulf, Kieran Martin Murphy, and Jan Randall.
They're our friends. Trust them.
From the wilds of North Alberta comes the story of a man who always bought spaghetti sauce in 15-gallon cans. They knew him by his sweatpants, usually black, and strapped around his waist a bulging fanny pack. They called him the Coupon Kid, tighter than a Tupperware lid. He rose each day at sunrise to bring the papers in. He'd lay out all the flyers, then the clipping would begin. Then he'd ride out in his Camry, his mighty discount steed, to buy more toilet paper than three families would need. Every cashier feared the Coupon Kid. He tore them down with bargains like nobody else did. Conditioner and cat food, he'd buy them by the ton. He had a room for all his duvets. He was Kid Coupon. Hey-oh! She had a thirst for savings that no yard sale could fulfill. She lived out in the Badlands, way up by Mournville. All the town folk knew her by the fire in her eyes and the two binders of coupons strapped upon her thighs. She had coupons at the ready, her name, Bargain Betty. Hey-o! Well, she roamed the dusty rural roads and hit the smaller towns. But the miles and the gas bills brought her profit margins down. The city had called out to her with a promise of pay dirt. She was ready for the big time, St. Albert. And so that fateful morning, they met up on aisle 5. They squared off right beside the last remaining flat of Tide. Why, you must be the Kid, said Betty with a smile. The Kid said, howdy, ma'am. I've been hearing your name for a while. Everyone stopped breathing as Betty and the Kid faced off. It seemed like time had frozen. Then someone let out a cough. They charged each other with their carts. Neither would back down. There was a roar of screeching metal spewing ketchup on the ground. They crashed their carts together. Two wild beasts cut loose. They'd run into the giant display of bottled apple juice. They lay there in a pool after all their sweat and toil. The lake of juice was spreading, and their coupons were all spoiled. Hey, oh, well, for Betty and the kid, there would be no victory. Their dreams had all turned into a wet pickup on aisle three. The moral of this story is don't put your lives to waste just to save a quarter on toothpaste. Hey!
And so the leprechaun says, those are not my lucky charms.
Yeah, I think it would have been funnier with an Irish accent.
Okay. Those are not me lucky charms.
Yeah, you were right to go without the accent.
Do you struggle with accents? You're not alone. Many people enjoy relating an anecdote or telling a joke until they have to do an accent. Then they panic. Here at The Irrelevant Show, every cast member has achieved mastery of one specific accent.
I'm an expert at United Kingdom Cockney. Cool blimey!
I am a master of the Scots accent they speak in the movie Gregory's Girl. Ooh, look, is that Gregory's Girl?
And my specialty is New Zealand, specifically the South Island.
Yes, that's me ship.
And I am superb at cliché German. And I love to drive on the Autobahn.
While I've spent decades mastering every nuance of American movie gangster, 1959 to March 1993.
Are you talking to me?
Thank you. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, hey, Mark Meer, you're some kind of voice genius. I couldn't do that. Well, now you can. Irrelevant Publishing is proud to announce the new guidebook, Professional Accents and How to Do Them.
If you're going for Cockney, the secret is to scrunch up your face, pucker your lips, and then talk out of the side of your mouth. I am a chimney sweep!
For Scots, you just need one vowel, and that's it. Ooh. Once you've got that vowel, that's all you need. Ooh. Ooh, so you in blue school.
For German, just gargle while you talk and pretend you're at the doctor and they're doing that exam you do not enjoy.
Where is mein Mutter?
And I recommend taking off your shirt and coating your body with spray-on tan.
So that's how you do your New Zealand accent?
Oh, what? No, no. No, not at all. For New Zealand, just make every vowel an I.
Yes, we are going to win America's Cup sailing race. Yes!
Thank you.
It kind of works. Order Professional Accents and How to Do Them, and Irrelevant Publishing will throw in my secret tips for turning heroes into villains. I'll give you a hint. It's all in the cackle. Hero, you can trust me. Villain, you can trust me. It's all in the cackle. Order now or forever suck at adding joie de vivre of an accent to your anecdotes and your life. Have you ordered yet? Order now. It's a good book.
And now, Coach Carlson explains what happens when we die.
What? Seriously?
Oh boy, okay, jeez. Okay, here's a big one, isn't it? Okay. You remember the first time you saw Bad News Bears with Walter Matthau? You know how you felt afterwards? I'd like to think it's like that. Yeah, only forever. Wait, unless you're bad, of course, and then it's like the first time you saw Bad News Bears 2 with Billy Bob Thornton. Yeah. Forever.
This has been Coach Carlson explains what happens when we die. Ooh.
Attention, radio and podcast listeners. Do you have a question for Coach Carlson?
What?
Is there something you'd like explained or some huge philosophical quandary he can help with?
Oh, boy.
Coach Carlson is standing by to answer your questions.
What, from anybody?
Just go to our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow. Leave your question for Coach Carlson in the comment box. Coach Carlson will answer some of your questions on future episodes of The Irrelevant Show.
Yeah, all right, that sounds okay, I guess.
Hi. Thanks for meeting me at this corner. You must be Amy.
Yes, hello.
I'm Larry. I'll be administering the driving test today.
Okay. Whew. I'm just a little nervous. 28 years old and I'm nervous about my driving test.
I'm sure you'll be fine. All right, first I want you to release the emergency brake, shift into drive, and go straight along, okay?
Okay.
28. You know, when I was 28, I thought love was real.
Sorry?
Oh, forget it.
Are you all right?
You know what I like about the road, Amy? There's signs posted everywhere. You don't have to guess what they mean and then put the pieces together yourself. They tell you what's going to happen and when, and then it happens. Signs are real. You can trust what they tell you.
Is this part of the test?
Oh, it's all a test, Amy. Okay, just parallel park right here.
Okay, so I just line up the backs of the cars.
Yeah, whatever. Just keep the car idling. I'll be back in a second.
Hey, Carol! Are you home alone right now? Hey! When did you get a truck that's just like my best friend Trevor's truck? Right, a crazy coincidence that you both have lime green trucks with stickers of Calvin peeing on a Ford logo.
Larry, I can explain everything. Carol called me over. I didn't want to come, but she told me you knew. She told me you knew, Larry.
Get in the car, Trevor.
But I'm not wearing any pants, Larry.
Get in the car.
Trevor, this is Amy. Amy, Trevor.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Okay, Amy, take the car out of park, but keep your foot on the brake.
Larry, what is this? Who's Amy?
Amy, do you know how to peel out?
I'm not sure.
Okay, just floor it and then release the brake. Knock over those garbage cans. Then you're going to have to be alert because there's going to be some quick decisions to make. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, and now! Hey, Trevor, Amy and I were just having an interesting discussion about whether love is real. Make a left here.
Where are you taking me?
Don't worry, we're almost there. Hot day, wouldn't you say, Amy?
Uh-huh.
Just pull over right in front of the public pool, Amy. Now, tell Trevor to get out of the car.
Get out of the car.
With a bit more force.
Get out of the car, Trevor!
Do I have to?
Lean into it, Amy.
I mean business!
Okay, fine.
He's an idiot, and he's naked!
I'm embarrassed!
Wow, Amy, that was some very nice improvisation. Plus a peel-out? I am impressed. Congratulations. You've passed the test and I feel great.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah, wasn't it? Oh, okay, that was a four-way stop. You can slow down now.
No. No, there's no slowing down now. I don't know if love is real, but you've taught me that vengeance can be very satisfying. We're going to Tijuana to talk to Carlos and his fiancée, Janice!
Well, that was another stop sign!
You've been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Leona Browson,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and Donovan Werken.
Live music by Jocelyn Off, Kieran Martin Murphy, and our music maestro, Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark. Sketches were written by Aaron Eves, Peter Brown, Ian Boothby, Niall Sagan, with Sam Mullins and Chris Wilson, and head writer Neil Gron. The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock and edited by Ray Buxton. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience at the Arden Theater in St. Albert, Alberta!
Hey, this is Coach Carlson. You got a question for me? Go to cbc.ca/irrelevantshow and I'll answer it for you there. Yeah. Are we good? Okay, nice talk.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.